Wow, been kind of a while, huh? Anyways. I will answer that question for you in one second.
Hey, I made it!
Congratulations.
No, you heard it.
Fundamentally. Oh, by the way, Kyle, do you still have that map, compass, and flashlight on you?
I guess I do.
Okay.
Bees, there is something with a lot of legs walking behind you in the bushes.
I turn around.
You see some bushes.
Rassle.
I go to say hello, but then remember that I can't speak.
Then you get shouted at.
You could go like,
huh. Yeah, I do that.
The bushes rustle around a little bit.
She's making the noise like she's taking poison damage.
What do you want to do? You want to stand or walk back or keep going?
What happened to Kyle?
That's a good question, Mega Man. I guess you'll find out. Well, I told you that.
Here's the problem. I don't know how much more sanity damage I can suffer, but I wouldn't know, and you didn't tell us, right?
Yeah. Keep going.
I guess I implied or said that I was forced back, but beyond that, I did not elaborate. No.
I mean, I feel like Kyle coming back, there's only one reason why Amanda would have come back, and that was because they were forced back.
I know that the beast won't let you leave if it thinks you have potential, and it's following me. So that has answered my question, really. I'll turn around and go home.
All right.
Not my home, their home.
Yeah, all right, okay. Anyways.
You don't want to get rotated?
What else are people doing?
Can anyone figure out?
It depends on whether or not the beast leaves the cellar or not.
It did leave the cellar.
We have a bunch of people walking around outside the cell. Has no one tried to lockpick the door yet?
The door to what? The cell?
We don't have lockpicks.
I mean, you could try.
Locksmith is a skill. Did no one decide? Like, do we have no one who knows anything about locks in here?
Do you have locksmith?
Do you know anything about locks?
Loch Lomond, maybe.
Locksmith is a 1% base.
Or maybe try finding a goddamn key?
I know who has the key.
Or try opening the door other way?
Look, I'm convinced that we're not going to fight our way out of this.
I'm convinced that we can fight our way out of this.
Me and Lights haven't read the book.
Is anyone else doing something that's not yelling?
Anyway, yes. All right. Give me the book. I want to pick up the book. I want to ask it, would you stop me if I tried to help my friends escape and kill your pack members?
Why would you tell that?
Because
it fucking knows already. It can read my mind.
I have something to tell you. You start trying to send a message like to the book, kind of like William was telling you. You realize it's going to cost you MP to do that. It costs 1 MP per X words, where X is your intelligence divided by 10. So you have 65 intelligence. Every 1 MP is going to let you say 6 words.
Ah. Hmm.
You're also not stupid enough that you understand that that's what was happening earlier. Which is probably why it spoke very briefly to you.
So there's two reasons for the mechanic of having to use a certain amount of words and spend MP to talk to the book. The first one is that it's just kind of a fun little game mechanic that I thought of. Normally, most magical stuff always revolves around your power stat, so I thought I'll throw in some little extra things that use intelligence, for example, and that'll make it a little bit less weighted towards people who happened to pick power. The second reason, however, is a bit more important. You know the expression, don't show the monster. It's kind of a rule of, I guess, cinematography? Or maybe horror in general? I'm working in the theater of the mind here, which means that I don't show you anything. I just describe it to you. And if I describe the full monster, it can be a little bit less scary. The beast might, in fact, be scarier if I only described you getting glimpses of it out of the corner of your eye. Maybe I should have started with that as they read the first few chapters of the book, but that's a hindsight thing, you know? Point being, what I really don't want to do is tell the monster's intentions. I think that's kind of the tabletop equivalent of showing the monster. If you know exactly what the monster is doing and what it wants, the whole scenario just becomes a lot less interesting. There's no mystery to be solved, so I need something that prevents the players from specifically grilling the monster for half an hour with a bunch of questions that will help them figure out all the little details. And normally, if you have a monster, you can just have it not answer questions or tell the players to fuck off or kill them. But in this case, the monster specifically is trying to groom the players into doing a thing. So why would it not be helpful? Unless I give it a reason like this.
I see. I guess I'll just go...
Oh yeah, well, that works out to six words.
I don't really feel like spending MP, so I guess I'll just go get, first off, lamp foil for Fritter. Then I'll rummage around for something to try and open the door with.
You know what? Can I huddle with Fritter for a second so that Piety can't hear me?
Okay.
Yo, my good friend Charles.
Mm-hmm.
It needs a certain number of people alive, and it looks like Petey's already getting ready to align themselves with the book, so if you want to jump her and stab her to death, I'm down to do that.
That sounds like a terrible idea, and I'm far more interested in finding a way to murder William.
Yeah, but if Petey's basically aligning herself with William, then that's like another person on the devil's
Petey
side.
I think is just a scared, dumb dipshit, as I look over at them reading The Key of Solomon. And The Key of Solomon, a book which we've known for fucking ages, was utter nonsense.
Total nonsense.
As a history student, I would know this. I do know this.
90 it.
The Key of Solomon is dumb, and therefore... so no, I don't think we need to murder Piety. I think we need to just jump William and get the fuck out of here.
You know what? You sold me on this. I guess we should not kill Piety yet.
I'm checking to see if my shotgun's
still
in my car.
Jesus Christ.
We're gonna...
You head out, you open
him, light him on fire.
The trunk of your car. There is not.
I'm gonna frown.
I already knew the guns were missing, didn't we?
Well, we knew they picked up the gun. We knew that they picked up the pistols. We didn't know that they took
shotgun. Okay, I understand. That one never came out. I get you. Okay.
I didn't know that they checked in my trunk for stuff, because they just
kidnapped
us.
Weapons have been removed.
Someone should try and figure out where they put our guns.
In that case, I would like to go back to the library and see if I can find anything on the current... Something that will tell me about the stars right now. Like, what are the current alignment of the stars? Anything about that? Do they have anything about that in here?
Interesting. Very interesting. Okay. I don't suppose you have the astronomy skill.
Oh, no.
Is that a skill?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not. No.
It's one of the sciences.
Ow. Oh, is it really? Oh, God.
Uh-huh. That's fine, though. I will give you a library use, yes.
Okay, well.
Now, I believe I already mentioned, is anyone going to sleep? But if you're going to do something long, that will prevent you from sleeping at this time, and you will lose one sanity for not sleeping.
Hold on, do I lose sanity for not
sleeping? Have
I already given up my opportunity to sleep?
This is my...
You have not. You didn't go far enough out.
Okay, so when I walk back into the house, I'm just going to lay down on the couch and have a nap.
All right.
This is an important question.
I would actually...
Do I need to sleep, given that I was unconscious for most of the day?
You know, that's fair. I'll say that you don't.
Yeah, I'm not sleeping.
I'm also not sleeping because I'm going to sleep in the book. But I also wanted to say something when the beast leaves and William leaves. There's nobody left in the basement but us folks.
Go ahead, then.
Go ahead.
Oh my god, Piety is going to backstab us.
No.
I warned you.
Look. You guys need to read the book. It's our only way out of here.
That's not true.
I think once you read the book, you're trapped. I think that the more you read the book, the more
trapped
you are.
And you guys have potentially collectively fucked yourselves, but we'll see.
Only one of us needs to do the pact for the rest to leave.
Only one person.
Yeah,
needs
well, has anyone had any luck leaving yet?
No. One person needs to get the pact, and one person needs to have a ghost put in them. So that's two.
Ah, shit, that's two.
I would also point out that you guys have not been lying to me anyways.
I'm not here, but the ghost is temporary.
There is magic in this book.
That's great.
There might be a way out.
A book that is written by the devil is not going to contain information on how to banish the devil.
I am in absolutely no mood to read this book.
Anyways.
Okay, well then I'm just going to sit here and read it by myself then. But that's what I'm trying to do.
I'm holding the book.
What are you saying, Kyle?
I don't remember anymore. I've been thrown off track twice again.
You want to read? You want to talk? You want to kill?
Kill.
I wanted to say something relevant to the immediate conversation that us four were having, but now I've lost track twice. I don't know anymore. Is this conversation going anywhere else?
No. I'm going to read the book.
I think we'll wrap this up.
In that case, so, I give Fritter his lantern oil unless something happens to stop me. How long would it take?
Find some? That's a good question.
Let's see. I guess you probably could find lantern oil, Kyle.
I assume it's easy to find, or otherwise like in the cars, or I could just take gasoline.
Would be a common thing in a 1920s building.
So you go around for a while, Kyle. You find a container of lamp oil. You wrap your hand around it, and a very large furry hand wraps around your hand and gently kind of holds it down. And you can feel that there is something kind of hot breathing down your neck behind you.
What kind of hand does this look like?
You know what kind of hand it looks like.
Am I getting rotated again?
It seems that it is politely,
while you get rotated, keep a hold of the lamp oil,
pausing you from doing this.
All right. Can I
six times.
Find something to unlock the door? Or actually, I just want to like walk with the intent to find something to unlock the door, and I want to know if it'll stop me from doing that.
You walk around with the intent to
like,
find
I'm gonna, just mentally I'm just, thinking, I'm going to unlock this door.
Just say you're trying to
I'm
find
gonna
it.
This door. I'm going to unlock this door.
You walk around and you're looking for something that you could use to lock.
I
want to
ask, yeah.
It is currently following you still. It seems to be following like directly behind you right now.
You're about to do more stupid shit.
You're its new friend.
Where if you let me know what you're doing, I'll also start doing it because it's really funny.
I'm looking for a key or a lock pick. Or a file. How do you unlock things? This is like a fucking... I assume...
What kind of door are we talking about here? Like, what...
I think that Petey is currently holding the book. I think that she's...
I am. I'm holding the book.
...during this time Petey, segment, so anyone borrow... else needs to be with her.
Can I borrow the book for a second?
No.
I want to check out... What chapter are you on?
Three.
Can I see chapter 3?
Sure.
Alright, I want to rip a page that you're reading right out.
Oh my god.
Right out of the book.
You want to do that?
Oh boy.
Yeah, fuck this book.
It's ripping time.
How many hands do you want to have?
So, this will be incredibly important. There's a lot of reasons why, but all I'm going to tell you for now is that the book has a lot of defense mechanisms of a sort, and if they were to get penetrated, that would really dramatically alter the game. Don't forget about this. You're going to need it in a couple episodes. But also, feel free to forget about this, because I've been keeping track of a list of things that you're supposed to remember that I will be reminding you of when it is relevant. Just relax. I am alleviating you of all responsibility as a consumer of media. So, Petey, you go over and you offer the book through the bars?
No, I'm like turning so he can read it with me.
Yeah, okay. I just grab over the page and just it right out.
Petey, if you see his arm come out, are you going to try to prevent him from grabbing it? Or
no, I mean, I don't assume he's going to damage the book.
Okay.
I damage the book.
So we don't need to make an opposed dex check because she's not trying to stop you. All right. Lights.
That's me.
You reach out to try to rip a page out of the book. The book, pops into the air as if it was a feather, and a gust of wind just went under it. Both you and Petey see this, and I guess Charles would too, since he's also in the basement. I think everyone else is upstairs. That's not going to make you lose sanity or anything.
I'm
looking away from the book and everything that's going on. I'm staring at a wall.
Would you like to make a dexterity check to try to grab the book anyway?
Do it. I can take a hint now.
Do it.
No?
Shut the fuck up.
You cannot take a hint.
So are you just pulling your hand back then? You're not going to try to grab
I got a huge gust of wind and I'm just pulling back and moving away from the bars, and I'll let Petey deal with whatever's about to happen.
All right, that's probably a good idea because the pages all sort of crinkle up into teeth and snap closed in the air. It probably would have done damage to you if you tried to grab it. And maybe you might have succeeded, but you might not have succeeded. Anyway, it gently floats down again like a feather and lands back in Petey's hands.
Okay.
You're just going to keep reading that, huh?
Don't do whatever it is you just did.
You're just gonna keep reading that, huh? Nothing stopping you from that.
Nope. One path forward, my friend.
Kyle.
No.
So you're looking around for something to open
a key,
it with, right?
A lockpick, a file, whatever.
While you're just like rummaging around the kitchen, you hear like a sudden thump behind you, and then there's a pretty loud skittering as the beast starts leaving immediately.
Okay.
Oh yeah, it's
so go ahead and make a luck check to see if you can find something or not.
Sure. My luck's not the greatest, but let's give it a whirl. No.
Oh, Kyle!
The beast comes back to decapitate me just for the thrill of it.
You find a mousetrap.
You roll a 94, you cannot find something to use, but you could probably try again later.
Amanda, you're fucking useless.
Is it too late to go to sleep?
I'll let you do it, I guess. Now, one more thing before we have Beatty make her book roll. The creature comes down into the basement again. Petey's probably the only one who can see this at this point. And it goes up to the bars, and it just sort of sticks its mouth right next to the bars and opens wide. Petey, you can hear a scraping sound of teeth against metal as it does this. A really long, sort of pale purple tongue that's sort of speckled black sticks out while William is just kind of sitting around twiddling his thumbs, and it just wraps around his neck and just slams him against the bars. He just gets slammed. Like, he gets a concussion just like getting slammed against it.
William,
I'm gonna need you to make a constitution check.
Well, no, not today.
Not today? What's your constitution?
45.
51. Alright. So, for William and and Charles, Willie is just slammed against the bars, and you can't breathe, and your neck is starting to get some rope burn. Repeat it. You can see what's going on. What would you like to do?
Please don't kill him.
you're just going to meekly say, "Please don't kill him."
Yes.
Seems appropriate response.
Let's see.
Do you want me to roll something?
No, I'm just checking something. Your intelligence is 65, correct?
My intelligence is 65.
All right. So the beast squeezes until Willie coughs up some blood.
Oh, Jesus.
Onto the bars. Willie, I'm going to need you to roll 1d4. You're taking 1d4 plus 1 damage.
All right.
3.
There we go.
How is your health?
7 out of 10.
You really hadn't gotten hurt
before?
That's
better than 3.
Nope.
Lucky guy. The beast does stop when you ask it to stop. It drops down completely from the ceiling and just stands in front of you, Petey. And
Petey,
it reaches
wait,
out.
Can Petey not... Petey can't see it, though, can she?
Yes, she can.
Sure she can.
She's been paying money that much.
You and Lights are the only ones who can't now.
Yeah, Petey... oh, no, Petey is Charlie, right. Okay. Fuck.
Yes.
And so it raises up the front, like, 8 feet or so of it again, reaches out with one of its front legs, which it's no longer using to stand on, and scrapes a nail against the bars and gets some of the blood, which Willie spit up, on it. And then it reaches out and extends the claw in front of you. What do you do?
No, thank you. I hold up my hand.
It would like to... The book or beast, you're not quite sure which, would like to tell you something, but it's going to require a magic point to hear the message. Would you like to hear it, or do you not want to hear what this has to say?
I want to hear
collect it. Call incoming.
All right.
Collect call.
remove one magic point.
Okay.
It says, drink blood or you are worthless.
Oh, if you're worthless, you get to leave.
Does it also sound to her like her voice?
It does kind of sound like your voice, although it sounds pretty loud and pissed off and not really the tone of voice you usually use.
So is this like just floating blood in a tongue shape or in a claw shape to me?
You're a bit too disoriented to see what's going on, but if you... I guess if Fritter is looking... Petey is just kind of staring at something in front of her.
Hmm.
Charlie?
Paralyzed by indecision?
Yeah, Petey is having a hard time with that.
Understandable. I just wanted to make sure you hadn't disconnected or something.
Yes. I refuse for now.
The beast kind of snorts and it just leaves.
Okay.
I think it's done in this room for now.
Now
all right, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break for now. I'm going to turn off the recording. You may close your tabs. Well, there you go. I've been pretty happy with the scenario so far, despite the fact that I've said a few times that there's things I would have done differently. I think that I managed to create a sufficiently intimidating atmosphere. Although, you know, again, the main issue is there's just so many people, I can't give each player the attention that they deserve. You know, speaking of attention for the players, at the opening of the game, the Game Master, pretty much already knew which characters would be interesting to the beast based on their statistics. But it's not all about stats. Having a high power and intelligence is great, but it's not helpful for the beast if it can't convince somebody to do what it wants. The main bulk of the beast deciding who is a good candidate for the pact needs to be personality. Otherwise, the whole scenario is kind of rendered moot. Of course, that's assuming that the players are going along with the beast at all, instead of fighting tooth and nail to escape or kill everyone or burn the whole house down, as they have been sort of leaning towards. I really can't wait until I can tell you my full postmortem on this scenario. I think it's very interesting and I learned a lot, but before we do that, we have to get through the rest of it. So, let's keep going. Is anybody not currently in their new recording tab having a good time?
I'm present.
I'm in the new recording tab, but I am not currently having a good time.
Anyways,
where was I?
I had a question, and then I was like, no, I'll wait until we're recording to ask, and I cannot fucking remember what it was, and I'm pissed.
So, quick question.
Mm-hmm.
If I go to grab the sword that's still hanging up, if it is still in the there, is that going to push me into the territory of I must not be asleep?
Probably. You've done a lot of stuff.
And I assume searching for the stars is going to keep me awake.
Yes. Okay, so we have a couple things to announce. Petey, you need to make... Did you already make a language roll?
I did not.
And you're reading Chapter 3 currently?
Yes, I did remove one sand first thing up all night.
Yes, okay. So you go ahead and make your language roll. Ram, did you make your library roll?
No, I'm about to do that. That is a very good roll. That's hard success.
All right.
A hard success, not extreme success for me in language. I don't think it matters, though.
So, let's see.
I should also deduct one sanity because I stayed up, right?
I guess yes. Stella will sleep since Peony's reading the book.
So, Piety, a couple things. You're not sure what happened, but something that the beast did to you made you lose some magic points. When it was displeased with you, you have lost 4 magic points.
Okay.
Oof. Not totally clear when exactly that was. It's sort of something you realized after the fact. Next thing, you rolled successfully, right? Yes, you did.
I did.
So we get part 3.
And I'll make my sanity roll now.
Yes, please do.
Succeeded.
All right, so that's 1 sand lost, 2 more Cthulhu Mythos points. Here is part 3. 3. Reward. It is pointless to imagine when instead you may borrow delusions of a more delicious nature. To seek fruit is to let yourself rot before it grows. There's one spell that you can learn from part 3. It is called Pleasure of Promise. And... Ram.
Me. My hard success in the library.
Yes. So here's what I'm going to give you. First, just for fun, we're going to give you 1 point of astronomy.
Oh, thank you.
I believe that starts at 1%, so you now have 2%.
That's great. Twice as good.
Second, probably more useful, probably more useful in the short term and long term and medium term. I will be able to give you some special information about the stars if you learn whatever that spell was that it was talking about.
Thank you.
But it will need to be night, and you will have had to learn the spell and be looking at the stars. Okay. If so, you can make a special roll.
Great.
Looking back, I should have done something like, you know, if someone else can describe the spell to you. But at this point, Graham had already decided to read the book anyways. I already talked about how I thought it would have been cool if I could have done the thing with Ram. It's like, I don't want to read it. But then I couldn't do that because there's lots of players and I didn't have time. All right. Is there anything else that I didn't resolve from this?
Is Lights awake?
I'm thinking if I want to take a sandpoint.
No way.
I don't think I want to take a sandpoint to do something.
All right. Then we move on to morning. The sun is rising. Let's see. Peter comes down and he probably lets people out to get into the bathroom if you've been in there the whole time and you can't. Please don't try to stab him while we're doing this. You've had so many chances. I'd like to move the story forward a little bit more.
I pull out a fountain pen and I stab Peter.
Great. Josephine makes something resembling omelets.
Scrambled eggs.
Yeah, I guess you could call it scrambled eggs. What else?
Scramblet. Can we call it eggs?
Do you have coffee? Please tell me you have coffee.
Yeah, they've got coffee.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Excellent. Need that for the all-night readathons.
The all-nighters. We're college students. We're experts at this.
Mm-hmm. William comes out to eat. But pretty soon after that, he's going to be gone. Do any of you want to say something to him during breakfast?
Yeah, your thing attacked me and tried to choke me to death.
You cannot say anything to him during breakfast. You're in the basement, buddy.
Oh,
you're
right.
Eating downstairs.
No,
he's in the
dining
room.
Get breakfast.
I'm sorry.
Anybody who's not in the basement can go to the dining room.
Hey, I have a question.
Do we get breakfast, though, in the basement?
Yes, yeah, you get brought some plates of breakfast. You get most blunt forks, as promised.
Start sharpening.
What do you mean, we, Ram? You're out of the fucking basement.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
just
at breakfast.
Charles and William.
Giving me that rusty shit's just gonna make it hurt more.
Peter just nods and says, "I'll tell him that."
We're just gonna fucking murder him with cutlery.
William, question for you.
Nodders.
William drinks his coffee and reads one of his own notebooks and says, "Hmm."
Yeah. So what happens if nobody reads the book again? You keep dancing around that. I'd love to know what the fail state is for all of this.
Oh, nobody reads the book, he says. Well, it won't be very helpful for you, if that's what you're wondering. We all go straight to hell. You all get to be the next set. The book will keep you here until it has enough people again.
I'm sorry, hell is real?
Well, it's not really hell, but it's like hell.
I'm big eyes and gesturing towards us and pointing down, afraid, concerned.
Well, are we going to hell?
Ideally, nodding. Nobody goes to hell.
So you get us to read the book, and then nobody goes to hell.
Yes.
But if nobody reads the book, then you go to hell, and then we don't go to hell, and then we go to hell next time.
Yes. I mean, you know, if the book gets all of us to default on the pact, that would be... really disgusting, tremendous boost to its power and ego. I don't really know what it would be capable of at that point, but I don't think it would be good.
So, defaulting on the pact, meaning
very
we can't,
bad.
We
very
can't
bad.
Get people to read the book, means that the book gets more powerful.
Yes.
So, paradoxically, the more people have pacts with the book, the less powerful the book is?
No, it'll get stronger, just not as fast.
So we're just contributing to... Oh, it's all bad. All
so we
down.
Are, but we are suppressing the book, so this is a net good.
He leans on his elbow and he rubs his chin and he says, I know, it all sounds really terrible, but I've made a really tremendous amount of progress with the additional years that I've been given. So as some of the people here, Josephine probably was doing something. She didn't exactly default. I don't know her story entirely.
I scribble down age on my sketchbook and hold it up to him.
Question of mark. Josephine?
ASL.
Or me?
Point at William.
He knows how old he is. I have to look it up.
It might not matter to him anymore.
Two.
Two.
Roll a 1d 100 plus 50.
I believe I'm 74, he says.
How old does he look?
30 to 40 range.
My eyebrows go up.
Yes, made the pact in 1880.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Yes, yes.
Question. If we make the pact and we become responsible for filling it, is your pact still fulfilled, or is it like an ongoing thing you have to keep helping forever?
Oh, you definitely have to keep helping forever. But eventually, we're going to find a way to, you know, he lowers his voice a little bit, and he says, you know, wean off of that. We already have quite a few things in the works.
Hmm. I feel like this is a net good. This is a good thing.
Is the saber still there?
I feel like a good person.
There's still two sabers mounted in the living room. Yes, I believe so.
All right, I take them both.
I'm pretty sure somebody put that back up at some point.
Okay.
I don't think you're holding on to it the whole time.
No, okay, no.
I am now.
Dual wielding?
You're taking them both and dual wielding?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, yeah, you go into the living room and you take both of them, and now you're standing here like a fucking point-and-click protagonist with a bigger inventory. What do you do?
Fucking dipshit moron.
Is the dragon at breakfast?
Where is the dragon?
No, it's not.
Does it want some awe?
Is the dragon staring at the people in the cage? Don't tell me that.
You have no idea.
Well, I walked into the people in the cage. Is it there?
You walk into the basement?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's there.
I go to hand a sword to one of the miscreants.
It puts itself between you and the cage wall and looks at you.
Nope, doesn't like that.
Give me the sword.
Throw the knife sword. For cutting.
It's for food, I say.
Willie is just reaching his arm out saying, come on, give it to me. You can't even see him. He's just blocking the whole thing.
Yeah, cut it off. What's the issue here?
It's just masked up its body like a snake. It's making a giant fucking wall.
Well, from my understanding, the thing that turned you into an omelet yesterday wants to turn me into an omelet for giving you this.
Is it here in the room with us right now?
Oh, yeah. I underhand toss the sword at the beast.
You toss it at the beast?
Yeah, like an underhand there, like a toss.
Kyle, what are you doing?
To give it to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Give the beast a sword.
Oh, no.
It just kind of like watches it clatter to the ground in front of it, and then looks at you.
It doesn't hit it.
Damn!
It doesn't
I wish the dragon had a sword. That'd be dope as fuck.
I thought you were trying to like gently toss it in its direction.
He's like handing it to it. I think basically, just being like, here you go. Here's the sword.
Oh, it's not gonna take it. It doesn't want it.
Oh, I want to put it on top of it.
You want to put it on top of it? Like stuff on your cat?
Kyle just balancing the sword on top of the dragon.
It's a tarot card with the dragon getting twisted on swords because Kyle keeps giving it swords.
You walk up to it with a stupid glint in your eye and it just slaps you. It just slaps you back and you fall on your ass.
Alright, well there it is. It hit me.
It
would like to tell you one MP's worth of words.
Okay, go ahead.
I can't wait.
It just says sword.
Would you like to hear?
Yeah, sure, go ahead. Go ahead. What does it want to tell me?
Goss has to count out the words.
Yeah, I am counting out the words just to make sure.
Holy shit.
Do not is only two words.
I think it's going to involve more harsh terminology than that.
Fuck yes. Yeah.
It's this one. It says... Amazing, I won't kill you first.
Oh, God. Wait, yeah, wait, no, to clarify, is there a comma after amazing or not?
No, there's no comma.
Amazing, oh exclamation point.
I already know what's going to kill. That's terrible.
Amazing,
that's
exclamation point. I won't kill you first.
Point. Yeah, perhaps find out who it's going to kill first.
I think
I know. I just look
for the wonderful price of one MP. You can ask it a question.
No, I don't need to know. I already know who is gonna kill first.
Very well.
All right. Well, I can no longer help as Samurai. I don't think I could ever help to begin with, to be honest, because it can kill you still.
I'm pretty sure it could have stopped us anyway, even if we hadn't read the book.
You've abandoned us, Kyle.
I am right here with two swords and a thing between me.
And yet, we do not have two swords.
Yeah, why don't you have one sword? Why don't you have zero swords and I have one sword?
Gee, Amanda, how come your mom lets you have two swords?
Yeah.
Kyle, it would like to tell you something else.
Collect call.
Phone ringing, can't hello?
Can't you, like, write in the floor so I don't have to keep spending my valuable MP for
make
this?
Make shapes for the body. Make letters for the body.
Are you complaining to it?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Jesus!
It stares at you very hard, and it would really like to tell you something. Right, cost of one MP.
I spent another MP.
We're calling the manager.
How many MP do you have left?
It extends an arm.
A lot, actually.
It extends an sword? Arm and gestures to the swords on the ground and says, "Clean up after yourself, servant."
Damn.
You gonna be a little water boy?
Do I want to piss off the dragon
sword
even more?
Boy?
Are you going to be cucked by this thing?
I look at Lights' asphyxiated neck.
You can see a couple pieces of Lights through the coils of this creature.
No, I don't think I want to get into a fight with this thing right now.
Yeah, we need the shotgun first. That'll do it.
Did we ever establish? No, we can touch it.
What happens if you run out of MP?
Nothing.
If you run out of MP, you will start losing HP when you would have to pay MP.
Okay, well, I guess that's something, but nothing tangible, strictly speaking.
So you don't have to use MP.
Alright, I pick up the sword and I say, well, okay, we'll come back to this later.
Swords?
Well, no, I already have one sword.
Okay, you pick up the other one and you're going
Charles
back upstairs.
Charles is just making a go-long motion in the back of the cage.
I'm gonna make a... I don't know, is there a sheath for these?
He's just taunting us. He's coming down with swords. And then just leaving.
There's a holder on the mantle.
Alright, I take those and I just wear the swords. They're mine now.
I don't think you understand.
Wait.
Holders!
It's little hooks that you can...
Okay, I asked for...
There's no sheaths.
There's no sheaths.
Amanda.
Alright, well... Yeah, what?
Actually, no, go. Now.
You saw it hit me. You saw it physically strike me. What do you want?
You see Amanda fall on her own ass like she's a fucking clown.
Okay, but Amanda might just be a clown.
It's true. No, that thing is real. I wasn't choking myself. What?
All right. Meanwhile, back in the breakfast room, what are you guys talking about?